Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free.
Welcome everyone, and another week has gone by and the communists are showing their true colors. What a disgrace. Between Biden and Bush, I don't know which one gave a worse, disgusting speech at 9/11. And it is so sad to see our children have absolutely no idea what 9/11 was about. And if we don't continue to tell them, who will? Nobody, sadly. You're listening to Karen Schoen, and this is the Prism of America's Education. There was another thing that just happened, and my blood is boiling so much that I can't even think. But I happen to be listening to Steve Bannon, who I suggest everyone listens to. The guests that he has are incredible. He had a group of doctors, and they met in Puerto Rico and formed an alliance, a physicians' healthcare alliance, because they said that the government is not allowing them to treat the COVID virus and its multiple variants in a way to save lives. And what the criminals have done in our healthcare system is go to the hospitals and tell them that they're not allowed to treat anybody unless, and they have to send the people home without any remedy and tell the people to come back when they are too sick to breathe. They want to see the deaths. That's their goal. And these doctors said that they will be the ones that will give ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, because they know that this virus, if caught early, is very curable. And that, of course, does not bring these criminals profit. So once again, they are using and abusing the American people for their profit. But that's not indicative of them alone. This is the MO that's going on in the world, because there is a concerted effort to change our entire structure of civilization into a one world government controlled by the United Nations. Won't that be fun? So when we talk about things like this, and especially communism and its tentacles, I like to talk to my friend, the expert, Frank DiVerona. And Frank, you wrote another book. Oh my goodness, you are unbelievably incredible, folks. Welcome Frank DiVerona to the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. But you were my teacher on the New World Order. I never forgot that. I met you in Orlando, and you got me the first book that I bought on the New World Order, and I read that. I was appalled. And now, of course, I even written a book 400 pages long called The New World Order Threatens America and the World. You can get that book for $25 in Amazon Books or Barnes & Noble. They will order that for you if you don't like to order from Amazon. But we're not going to talk about that book. I want to talk about another book that I wrote. Happens to be the longest book I ever written. It's called Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Radical Islam.
Wow.
Obama was not only a communist, he was also a radical Islamist, hidden one, but nevertheless, radical Islam. The debacle that we just suffered in Afghanistan, it's probably done by Barack Obama, who is the power behind the throne, because Biden is semi-demented. He still functions badly, but he functions.
Right.
But the one that behind the throne is Barack Obama, with the assistant of Susan Rice, who is in the White House. So, but that book is, I have a chapter 5 in that book, which is quite lengthy, called Stop the Government Cover-Up of the participation of Saudi Arabia and Iran in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Here we have two nations that hate each other. We know that Iran is Shiite, Saudi Arabia is Sunni, and they hate each other. Nevertheless, they worked together to attack America 20 years ago. And you mentioned this at the beginning of your program, but it was very shameful to see Biden, who was vice president under Obama, when a lot of this thing, all of the things was going on, and also Clinton, who did nothing at all to destroy Al-Qaeda when he was president, and George W. Bush, who did nothing to destroy Al-Qaeda, and then we were hit by 9/11, and then he covered it up. And he was a friend of Prince Bandar, who is a nephew of a king, married to a woman who is a niece of a king, 22 years, the Saudi Arabian ambassador, and guess what? Prince Bandar was the best friend of Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush.
Why am I not surprised? Which is why I say, folks, everything is connected. Nothing happens randomly. Everything has a plan. They have a master plan, and they tell us about it all the time. They change the name, but they tell us it's the same plan over and over and over again. And it always winds up the same way. They take all of our stuff, because that's what this is about. All their plans are based on lies, and they continue to lie over and over again. So why would we want to believe these people about anything? I certainly don't. And from what Frank just said, believe me, folks, they are in both parties. This is not just reserved for the Democrat Party. Just take a look at those 19 criminals who voted for the transportation infrastructure bill. Really? And you think that they have your back? I don't think so. They are on both sides, aren't they, Frank?
Yes, unfortunately, they are on both sides. They are more on the Democratic side, but there are a lot of traitors that are Republican. And beginning with the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, married to Judy Chan, and the father-in-law of Mitch McConnell runs the transportation system in communist China. And his sister-in-law, Judy Chan's sister, sits on the Central Bank of China. And they gave Mitch McConnell a $30 million gift.
Isn't that nice?
And that's why he's so pro-China. He, just like Biden, was purchased by China through his son, who got $1.5 billion from the Central Bank of China. So too, our minority leader, he too was bought up by the Chinese. So yeah, they are in both parties. Unfortunately, they are more on the other Democratic Party, but there are many in our Republican Party. Remember Brian Kemp, the Republican governor of Georgia?
Yes, the one that screwed up the election and lied about it on purpose.
Exactly. Well, he actually met with the Consul General of China in Houston, that President Trump had to shut down that consulate in Houston because it was a nest of spies. Anyway, so Brian Kemp met with this communist Consul General, and immediately after that meeting, he purchased $106 million, 30,000 Dominion voting machines for 10 years. With the approval of another traitor, Republican Party traitor, the Secretary of State of Georgia, Raffensperger, two Republicans that were also bought off by China. And Cindy Powell and Lynn Wood told those two guys, both of you took money from China. And if we're lying, sue us in court for defamation of character. And none of them did, because they know they're guilty. So anyway, yeah, so we have them on both parties.
So what I'm seeing, Frank, and everything that you are saying and alluding to, I see the dollar signs dancing around. And that's what this is really all about. That's the underlying motivation for all of these people. They don't care about America. They don't care about Americans. They don't care. All they care about, it seems, is the almighty dollar or won, depending upon what they're getting, and the power that goes along with it. So it's back to money, power, and how do they get it? By controlling the people. And that's what they're doing. And everything we see in place right now is there because it's put in place to control the people. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely agree. You're absolutely right. And our former president, Donald J. Trump, he put out a statement on the debacle of Afghanistan that, as you're well aware, Karen, has seriously endangered our national security because now our enemies do not fear America. China, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, none of them fear America. And what is even worse is that allies do not trust America anymore, all thanks to the Marxist Biden administration. But I'd like to read you, it's short, I'll read it quickly, the statement that Donald Trump put out about the debacle in Afghanistan.
Oh, please, that would be good.
Yes, he just put this out just on Monday. And this is what he said. It's short, he said it. It's the most incompetently handled withdrawal in history. Former President Trump said that. There's never been anything like this, where we gave them $85 billion worth of our brand new, beautiful equipment. And Trump said he doubted that the war is actually over, stating that many unvetted Afghan refugees are being resettled in the United States and other countries. And we don't know if some of them are terrorists because they just ran into those planes at the airport in Kabul and entered there. Nobody vet them. And now they're coming to America. And who knows if some of them are terrorists. Maybe some are not, but maybe others are. Anyway, Trump continues saying, you have people going all over the world and being dropped all over the world right now. Nobody knows who the hell they are, Trump said, insisting these aren't the interpreters that we took. These were people that rushed into the plane. And then Donald Trump added, many of these people are going to be terrorists, arguing there's no way to vet them properly because there is no documentation in Afghanistan. And President Trump said most of them will be coming to the United States, and in that group will be many terrorists, many, many terrorists. And the former president insisted that if you look back, I've always said the Afghan, as soon as we announce we're leaving, they'll be giving up the fight. They're highly paid soldiers. They fought because they made a lot of money. They didn't fight for their country. They fought because they made a lot of money. It's a disgrace. As soon as we left, everything I said from years ago turned out to be true. Trump called the way the Biden administration carried out the withdrawal the most embarrassing event in the history of our country. We ran from guys with knives, good fighters, but guys with knives, we ran. We have F-35s, we have F-18, and they have knives, and it made our military look so bad. It was a decision made at the top with some of our television generals. And that's what he said.
Well, I happen to appreciate everything that he said, except I don't think it was incompetent. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. I believe they did it on purpose. And I believe they wanted the Afghanistan army or the Taliban totally armed so that they could give arms to Iran. Because remember way back when Obama was talking about the Taliban and ISIS being a JV team, and he always talked about ISIL. He never talked about ISIS and what was ISIL, why ISIL. And then you take out the map, and there is the map of the Middle East without Israel, and there is ISIL. So I believe that this was done on purpose because their goal is to destroy Israel, and they needed American weapons to be able to break the Iron Dome. Think about that, folks. There is a dome over Israel that stops all of these rocket attacks. Well, now they will have the tools to be able to break it. And from what I read yesterday, China is already reverse engineering one of our Blackhawks. So you tell me, Frank, this had to be done on purpose. I don't see any way out.
Well, Karen, you're absolutely right. It was done in purpose when you had the general in the central command, four-star general, that you had a Taliban leader telling him, we are not going to enter Kabul until you withdraw your military and your diplomats and whoever else you want to draw. The Taliban offered our general, who is in Doha, Qatar, negotiating with the Taliban, he was told by the Taliban, we'll won't enter Kabul. And you know what this four-star general said? No, no, no. Come in now. Take it over. Don't wait. Take it over. Now, of course, you're not going to have the central command general saying that unless he's given a direct order by the Pentagon or by the White House. Absolutely, it was done deliberately. Why would you not accept the offer of the Taliban for them not to enter Kabul? That would have given us plenty of time to evacuate all Americans, our allies, the good, loyal Afghans that helped us for 20 years. No, they did not do that. They said to the Taliban, come and enter. That is high treason, dereliction of duty, and criminal negligence, not only by this general who should be court-martialed, but also by Biden, who was doing that as well, and the entire Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, the Blinken, the Secretary of State, all of the ones serving in the National Security Council, the Biden White House, all of them should be fired, but not fired, indicted for treason and sent to prison. If we had justice, that's what would happen. Oh, but of course, they want to do that. It's the Justice Department that is not going to do it, obviously.
No, it's not. And let me remind everybody, the punishment for treason is a death by hanging. And I think that would be great. And it should be done in the middle of D.C., maybe on the White House lawn, because what this was treason. You're giving arms to your enemy. And I can't even say, how stupid are you? Because they knew they were doing this on purpose. And folks, I am sorry to say, but this is going to come back one day to bite us royally in the butt. And it's also not just the Pentagon. Every single agency is working in lockstep with this. Glenn Beck today on his radio show said that they had 16 planes ready, willing, and able to go and pick up Americans, Christians, and those loyal Afghans. And the State Department would not allow them to enter into the airspace of a different country. And you know what they said, Frank? They won't let them do it because they don't know who's on the plane and they haven't been vetted properly.
Terrible, terrible. But remember the conversation that Biden, I'm saying he's half demented because he still can talk, even though he makes a lot of mistakes. But
I think a lot of it is an act. I really do. I think he gone out there and they, go act dumb and then he can blame it on you.
Well, but anyway, he had a conversation, I think it was in July, with Ghani, who's the president of the Republic of Afghanistan that no longer exists. And in that conversation, Ghani told him, I'm really concerned the Taliban are going to attack us. I mean, they're really strong. We're going to be overrun by them. And Biden told him, look, I don't want you to say that, even if it's true. I want you to pretend that that's not happening. Make a statement that everything is okay. I mean, my God, I mean, that is high treason. Oh. That alone should bring an impeachment against Biden for saying that. And then they also gave the names of all the Americans that were still behind enemy lines and the name of all the Afghans that were interpreters and others that assisted us for the last 20 years. They gave it to the Taliban. That is a kill list. So the Taliban now are going house to house. They already have the information who these Afghans are, and they're killing them in their homes, in front of their wives. If they have a little girl there, they take it away to make it a sex slave. They probably rape the woman as well. We gave them a kill list. I mean, isn't that the enormous treason?
That certainly is. And those are the acts that make me believe this was done on purpose. That's what these acts make me believe. I can't get that out of my head. I can't change that. But that is exactly what I believe after listening to this, because everything points to this. They want to show the world that America is weak. Don't worry about America. They're not going to bother you. You pay attention to the United Nations and us, because we're the ones that are in charge. Don't pay attention to America. I think that's what's going on. What do you think, Frank?
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. That's what's going on. And it's absolutely treason, you know. And if we don't have any justice, any justice in America with so many traitors, I mean, this is absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
And the fact that nothing is being done, I don't care if Nancy Pelosi is the king of Congress. It doesn't matter. Where the hell are the Republicans to do something? Where are you showing something? You're doing nothing, with the exception of Marjorie Taylor Greene and a handful of members of the House of the Freedom Caucus. Shame on you. How do you think your children are going to live? Because I strongly believe that we are going to be facing our real giant, and that is not Russia. So we're going to talk about our real giant after the break. But I had something that I wanted to talk to Frank about. And Frank, they have been saying that the southern border, because it's open, that the people are coming in from all over the world to come into America. And yet, with open borders, Biden said no to the Cuban refugees. How is that possible?
It's true. It's true that he said no. And yet, more than 2 million people have entered illegally. And 30% of those who have entered, we don't know even who they are. Because we barely can take care of 70% of the ones that are coming in. Already terrorists, Islamic terrorists, are being identified, arrested and identified, that are also entering. Criminals from the cartels in Mexico, drugs, fentanyl, that's killing, it killed like 80,000 Americans in a year, coming from China through Mexico. So killing our young people, that's an objective of China, to kill us. And all of that is entering the southern border with the help of the Biden administration. They want them to enter. So eventually, they think that all of them are going to become loyal Democrats, and they will no longer have to cheat in elections. If they get a lot of these people, make them all citizens, maybe they won't have to cheat. They'll just win because they have changed the demographics of America, with Central Americans and Mexicans that tend to vote Democratic. But anyway, yes, it is horrible what's happening. We have traitors who are running our nation up in the White House, in the Pentagon. Instead of warning about China and Russia and North Korea, they're teaching communism to our troops, critical race theory. That is pure communism. And they're teaching that we are a nation that is evil. We're systematically discriminating minorities, blacks and other minorities, in everything, in criminal justice, in education, in the economy, in the health system. And it's a lie. This is the most beautiful nation in the world. We welcome people from all over the world. Legally, we welcome them. And it's a wonderful country, the best in the world, the most compassionate, the best nation. And that's not what they're teaching to our military, or in our military academies, or any federal agency. And of course, they're also teaching that in the public schools. because that's how you take over communism, by indoctrinating the children, the young people at the universities as well. This is what they're doing now at the federal government, and this is why we need to fight it very hard, at least in the 22 states like Florida and Texas, that we have a Republican legislature and Republican governors. We need to fight it hard and declare null and void any executive order or laws passed by Congress that violate the Constitution. That's how we fight it.
Yes, and also let us remember, a mandate is not a law. There is no law in the book that mandates anything. So a mandate, quote, is a suggestion. And the suggestion should be answered with, I will not comply. And the reason why you want to do that is because communists are nothing more than bullies. And they use fancy words and they twist things around. There's nothing behind what they say. There's no substance to anything that they talk about. And as a result of that, they really are nothing more than bullies. They put together a string of words that basically have no meaning, don't describe you, they don't know you, and yet you are a racist, homophobe, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't make any difference as long as you're some word that they don't. Oh, and I guess the next one is going to be now the Islamophobe is going to be back, because we're supposed to be accepting the Taliban as the legitimate government. How is that going to work, Frank?
Well, I think they did that deliberately. I think they left those Americans behind. So now the Taliban is going to ask money, all the billions of dollars that the Republic of Afghanistan had in American banks. The Taliban wants that money to them, billions of dollars. So maybe Biden left the Americans there behind. So then he will have an excuse. In order to get those Americans behind enemy lines, let's give the Taliban all the billions of dollars. So not only he puts them in power, now he's going to give them billions of dollars, the ones that attack us in 9/11, which maybe after the break, I can talk a little about what happened in 9/11 with Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we have a lot to talk about, folks. Please do not touch that keypad. I don't know what to say anymore because nobody uses a dial. And we used to say, don't touch that dial. But I guess every time I say that, I date myself. However, I did notice that vinyl records are making a comeback. So all is not lost. In any event, don't go away and don't touch that screen. Ah, don't touch that screen. I'll be right back with my guest, Frank DiVerona. You are listening to Karen Schoen, and this is the Prism of America's Education, and we will be right back.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
It was a vision that gave birth to a unique multimedia platform that would combine classic talk radio, great writers, and memorable podcasts and videos. AmericaOutloud.com is a conservative leader in a field that is predominantly run by far-left progressive globalists. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening back again. This is wonderful, and I always enjoy the second part of the show when we get into the real nitty-gritty. And Frank, I know that you have really studied 9/11 and can bring a lot of insight because, again, who do you believe? I certainly can't believe the government. So you wrote about 9/11, and I'd like you to share that with us.
Yes, I wrote a book called Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Radical Islam that people can get it in Amazon Books. And chapter 5 of that book is called Stop the Government Cover-Up of the Participation of Saudi Arabia and Iran in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And just to remind people quickly what happened, 20 years ago, the United States suffered the worst terrorist attack in its territory with the loss of life of 2,976 individuals with more than 6,000 wounded in New York City, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. 4 commercial airline planes were hijacked by 19 terrorists who were members of Al-Qaeda. 15 Islamic terrorists were from Saudi Arabia, 2 from the United Arab Emirates, 1 from Egypt, and 1 from Lebanon. It was the first time that commercial airplanes had been used as missile weapons in the world, crashing them against buildings. And quickly, 2 of those planes left from Boston, from Logan Airport. American Airlines Flight 11 hit one of the towers, the Twin Towers, and another one that also took from Logan Airport hit the other one. Mohammed Atta took control of the airplane, one of the terrorists, and then he crashed that against the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City at 8:46 in the morning. And the other plane, Boeing 767 from United Airlines Flight 176, was also hijacked from Logan Airport in Boston on the way to Los Angeles. And Al-Qaeda terrorist Marwan al-Shihi crashed the plane against the South Tower of the World Trade Center shortly afterwards. Both towers of 110 buildings collapsed, killing almost 3,000 people, including the passengers in the airplanes and police and firefighters who had come to help the victims in an unprecedented and most cruel attack. The South Tower collapsed at 9:59 a.m. The North Tower was brought down at 10:28 a.m. A third building of the World Trade Center collapsed at 5:20 in the afternoon. In addition to these 3 buildings, 23 skyscrapers nearby had to be demolished due to the damages to their structure. A third Boeing 757 from American Airlines Flight 77 took from Washington Dulles Airport on the way to Los Angeles. And at 9:37 in the morning, Al-Qaeda terrorist Hani Hanjour crashed the planes against the Pentagon, and 125 military and civilians died in the Pentagon. And the 4th Boeing 757, United Airlines Flight 97, took off from Liberty International Airport in Newark, New Jersey, towards San Francisco. And these passengers learned about the attacks against the World Trade Center from relatives that were calling them. And they decided to take over the plane. The brave, unarmed passengers decided to try to take control of their hijacked plane. In response to the passengers running towards the cockpit, Al-Qaeda terrorist Siad Jarrah, who was piloting the planes, immediately began to roll the airplane to the left, to the right, to knock the passengers off balance. But the assault continued. So when the terrorist pilot began to pitch the nose on the plane up and down to disrupt the assault being carried out by the brave passengers, when the terrorist pilot and others with him saw that the passengers were about to enter the cockpit, these terrorists crashed the plane in an empty field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, flying at a speed of 580 miles per hour. And as he was crashing the planes, he was screaming, "Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar," which is Allah the greatest. So that plane crashed at 10:03 in the morning, killing all the passengers. And that plane was going to go to the Capitol to kill all the congressmen, senators, and members of the House that were meeting at the time. This brave passenger prevented the killing of all of our congressmen who were in the Capitol at the time. So that's how it happened, the attack.
That is horrifying when we think back And then we think of where we are today. We just gave those same people $90 billion with a B dollars of the finest equipment of weaponry and drones and tracking devices and nighttime goggles. Folks.
An Apache helicopter.
An Apache, that's right. And Black Hawks.
The best that we have.
The best of the best.
Yes. In fact, the Taliban now has an army equal to that of some of our allies in NATO in Europe, because they have so many weapons now. Now, Karen, I want to talk about Iran and Saudi Arabia, how they planned the attack.
Whenever you're ready. But Frank, our government has told us that they didn't have anything to do with the attack. Do you think our government is lying?
Absolutely. We've had several presidents that have lied, not one, several, including George W. Bush.
Yes.
Well, actually, Karen, Zakaria Mosai is a convicted former member of Al-Qaeda who is serving a life sentence as a federal supermax prison in Colorado after pleading guilty in 2005 to charges that he helped plan the 9/11 attacks. But this French citizen, as a matter of fact, Mousavi, he accused three Saudi princes and other officials who had strong diplomatic and business ties in the United States. And these are the ones that he accused. Unbelievable.
And I'm surprised that he's not in solitary confinement and can't see anybody for 23 hours a day.
Well, actually, he
they
is.
Don't. Yeah, that, yeah. Because they don't want this message to get out, do they, Frank?
No, but he did accuse them, and that's in my book, of course. Anyway, the ones that he accused, the first one that he accused was Prince Bandar bin Sultan, who served as Saudi ambassador to the United States from 1983 to 2005. We're talking 22 years. This prince, who is a nephew of King Salman and King Abdullah, nephew of two kings, and the wife is also a niece of two kings, he was the best friend of the Bushes, best of friends of Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, this assassin, this Prince Bandar. So anyway, so he was one of the ones involved, as I'll mention in a second. He actually gave $130,000 to the hijackers that entered through Los Angeles with the help of the Saudi Arabia consulate in Los Angeles and intelligence officers from Saudi Arabia. The second one that got accused was Prince Turki Al-Faisal, who is another king's nephew, and he replaced Bandar as Saudi Arabian Washington in 2005, and he served 2 years. He was the head of Saudi intelligence in 1977 to 2001, and Prince Turki had relations with Obama, Osama bin Laden, Mullah Omar of the Taliban. And he was also ambassador here. Prince Turki began his career as a deputy to his uncle, as the head of the Saudi Arabia General Intelligence Directorate, a position he had 23 years. He was director of intelligence for 23 years in Saudi Arabia. And the other one that was accused was Prince Turki Al-Faisal. The other one that got accused was Prince Alawid bin Talal, who is the wealthiest member of the royal family. Extremely wealthy. The one that has the most money is that guy, also supporting Al-Qaeda. And who accused these people? Democratic Senator Bob Graham of Florida, who at the time was chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee and a leader of the 9/11 investigation. And Bob Graham has called for the release of the report, which has never been released. 28 pages have been not released that talks about what I'm just saying right now. But Senator Graham got tired and he just released the 23 pages. He talked about it. Him and others denounced what had happened. So that's how we know. And also the king of Saudi Arabia, King Salman, he is also being accused of running a charity that funded Al-Qaeda, and he too assisted the 9/11 Islamic terrorists. The king of Saudi Arabia, King Salman, was also involved. What do you think of that?
I would think that you really proved my point when I said everything is connected. I'm listening, and I mean, this is, well, it's sad. It's not a surprise, because as this is going on, our legislators and our bureaucrats are giving these people money. They're giving these people arms. They are arming the enemy, and we sit and do nothing. That does not compute for Americans. So we need a good way to make sure these messages go out. One of the ways is to tell everybody about Frank's books and great Christmas presents. What do you think, Frank? People need to be educated. They have to understand these connections. These people are evil.
And also Iran, even though it's an enemy of Saudi Arabia, they too participated in 9/11. Those terrorists that were in Afghanistan, they came to Iran, and Iran trained them to fly airplanes against buildings. They actually practiced there, and they called that operation Great Satan on Fire. Because that's how they call America, the Great Satan. Israel is called the Little Satan. So they even had a name for that operation. So here you have Iran, who hates Saudi Arabia, but they got together with Saudi Arabia to attack America in the violent way that it happened 20 years ago. So Iran, too, participated in this horrible things that happened to us.
And once again, what have our, quote, leaders, and I will use that term loosely, done? Again, folks, where do you think those arms from Afghanistan are going? I was reading that many of the jeeps are on their way to Iran. What a surprise.
The Humvees.
Yeah, they're going
there with the machine guns. So Iran is getting a big chunk of our armament. You already mentioned what China is doing. They're taking our most modern equipment, and they're doing reverse engineering so they can copy our weapons and then maybe develop even better weapons than the one we have. So, but the geopolitical implication is absolutely horrendous. Biden has shown not only to be a traitor, but all of our enemies are rejoicing. All of our enemies do not fear him. And worse, our allies do not trust Biden or America, because we did not even tell them that we were leaving. You know, England, yeah. France, Germany, we didn't tell any of them that we were leaving. And unlike us, they worked very hard to get their people out. They got all the German soldiers that were left behind. They got the French soldiers. The Netherlands got their people out. And we deliberately left Americans behind. So now they'll have an excuse to give the Taliban all the billions of dollars that are in U.S. banks from the previous Republic of Afghanistan, our ally, the president that left there, also a crook. When he left, it took over $100 million that he stole. So Ghani was a bad person also. Our ally was a terrible person as well. But nevertheless, he was not a Taliban. And he took all the money and left. And now we have they have the excuse that in order to get our Americans, we're going to have to release all that money. Or even worse, maybe even recognize Taliban as a legitimate government.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
all
I'm thinking.
Deliberately treason, dereliction of duty, criminal negligence. If we had justice, all of them would be in jail for life. And some of the military, as you mentioned before, shot. High treason for the military, it's shooting on the wall or hanging or whatever. And all of that happened. And nothing's going to be done about it.
No, because our military and all of our department heads are busy focusing on the real enemy, those domestic terrorists, those white males, those horrific patriots who actually want to do something to protect their country. So while this government, while this baby killer, I call him Baby Killer Joe, because that is what the abortion bill is all about. They want to kill babies. And why do they want to kill babies? A little bit off topic, but they want to kill babies because they are experimenting with the baby fluids to bring themselves eternal life. How sick is that?
But that's very sick.
That is going to be another discussion, because we're going to have to.
Well, it's also infanticide, because before it was just the abortion. But now, you remember, the New York legislature approved infanticide. That used to be first degree murder. Now the baby's born alive, and then they ask the mother, do you want to keep the baby? She says, no, a healthy baby, put him aside and let him die. And then they sell the tissues of the baby to Planned Parenthood for money. Can you imagine how sick is that? Infanticide was first degree murder, and now it's legal in some of the Democratic states, like New York City.
Yes,
like
it is disgusting. And I just also read that Jeff Bezos, I believe it was Jeff, is opening up a new laboratory where they are going to use some of these baby parts and tissues and fluids so that Jeff can have eternal life, because that's their real goal. They have to have eternal life. So they don't care what they do to us. Our lives are absolutely unimportant. They're irrelevant. We don't have any meaning to them. However, their lives, they expect to be here for eternity. Well, hate to say it, but Steve Jobs didn't make it, and neither are any of them going to make it either.
And David Rockefeller, he had like 10 heart operations. But he still died at age of 100. And now he's rotting in hell. Good. And all of those criminals are going to all meet in hell there with Fidel Castro, with Hitler, with Mussolini, with Stalin. They're all going to be in hell for eternity. That's where they're going to go when they die.
Amen to that one. I absolutely agree with that. Because one of the goals of the communist folks, their biggest goal is depopulation. They can't have people like us hanging around saying things like they're communists and they're trying to kill us, or they're lying, or and here's the truth. They can't have that pesky little thing like the truth. They have to get rid of the dissenters. And unfortunately, I think COVID is one of the ways that they're planning on doing it. Hopefully it won't succeed, but I think that that's what that's part of. So you always have to, when you're thinking about this, first of all, you have to remember, like I said in the beginning, these people are not American. They've got houses all over the world. They don't care where they live. The place is just the location to them. Nothing special. They don't have any allegiance to America. They don't care about your liberty. And they certainly don't care about you. You are just a fly in the ointment to them for something that they can figure out how to use later on. If not, they'll be happy to snuff you out, because you will be a useless eater and you will be taking some of their profit from them, and they can't have that. And then others, you may be competition. No competition in a communist country. Absolutely none at all. Right, Frank? The first group they kill are the ones who have dissented against them. And then they go for the ones that know too much.
Well, you know, a lot of these people that are helping China take over the world and bring about a new world order, we're also going to be slaves of the multinational corporations. They are going to be killed. If China takes over, it's happening in every communist country. Stalin, when he took over, began killing people. Bolsheviks that did the Bolshevik Revolution with Lenin, he began killing them. It happened in Cuba. People that supported Fidel Castro were assassinated by Fidel Castro later. That happens in every communist country. The fools, the idiots, we call them... What do we call them? Stupid fools? Useful idiots. Right. That's what we call them.
Right.
Useful idiots. All of them die afterwards. So all of these head of multinational corporations that think they can ride the tiger on China, they're going to end up inside the stomach of China. The tiger's going to eat them. But they're so stupid, they don't even realize that.
No. And that is the education that is lacking. When you don't know history, you don't know you're repeating it. And if you are being kept ignorant, which is what education under communism is all about, they can't have people thinking outside the box. They can't have people thinking differently. They can't have people coming up with an invention which might make everybody not want the one size shoe fits all that they will be decreeing to people. They can't have that. They don't want anybody to, they don't want a middle class. There are only, right, Frank, there's only two classes under communism, the rich and the poor.
Yes, and the rich are the government, the people in the regime. And like in Cuba, they are multimillionaires. Like in Venezuela, they are billionaires in Venezuela, and the rest of the people are eating cats and dogs and eating from garbage. Like in Cuba and Venezuela, that's what happens when communists take over, which is why we need to fight it so hard in America. But thank God we have some things going for us in America. We don't have a national police. Our police is decentralized. Yeah, they want to make a national
police. They want to make a national police.
Yeah, but it's not national now.
Right.
And the police responds to state troopers, to the governors. And then we have city police, we have county police. And they don't respond to Biden. They respond to the localities where they are. And that's very, very crucial that we keep that. The sheriffs also are not controlled by Biden. Other thing is we have 22 states and they're quite big. Some of them like Florida and Florida is like a nation. Texas is like a nation. So many millions of people live in both states. And those 22 states, they have Republican legislatures. Both House, Senate and House, at the state level are Republican, and they have 22 Republican governors. They have an army, which is called the National Guard, that responds, let's say in Florida, it responds to our great governor. He controls the National Guard, not Biden. So we are not completely doomed yet. I don't want people to listen to us. I want to commit suicide.
No.
We still have, the communism hasn't taken over completely. And God willing, if the Supreme Court ever gets stronger, perhaps when the Maricopa County, which is already came out, all the cheating that was done there in Arizona, Trump won Arizona by a lot. Another Fulton County is going to be audited, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. I'd like to know what the Supreme Court is going to do when in a few months we find out that all those states, Trump won.
Yes.
And he has enough electoral votes to be president. Are they going to just do nothing about it and let this imposter, this thief, this half-demented communist stay in the White House? We're going to have to tolerate him three more years?
No, from what I understand, if I am reading this correctly, what will happen is it first has to go to the states will decertify their voters, their electors. And the electors go back to the pool where the electors go. And then the Supreme Court can make a decision that the state should have a new election, or the state could decide that they should have a new election, or that they would give the election to the winner, the new winner, or the states together will all go to the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives will have to call a conference. They have to. This is in the Constitution. And each of the states now will go and analyze everything and then come back and vote as to who the new president should be. Now, the states use their representatives and their senator, but each state is only allowed one vote. So it doesn't care if you're California or Rhode Island, you only get one vote. And there are 27 red states. So
that means we could win in the House.
We could win in the House.
Yeah.
Yes.
And well, Nancy, I hope it doesn't take 3 years to do that.
Well, that's the problem.
We need to do it quickly because if we keep...
happen on the 22 election. They could do that.
Hope so, because we cannot sit around and have this man totally destroy America in the next 3 years.
Yes.
We need to take action before that.
And that is exactly right, folks. This is about action. The time of sitting in front of your television and throwing things at it because you don't like what they're saying is over. Pick up the phone, call them. And Frank just gave you a great idea. Go and talk to your county sheriff. Go and talk to your city police chief and find out from them if they understand that constitutionally they answer to your town, your county, whoever has hired them. They do not answer to the federal government. And what would they do if the federal government came to them and said, oh, well, we're going to disarm all the people in your county or something like that? Would they stick up for the people in their county? Because that's their job. They absolutely have a right to say to the federal government, you may not step foot in our county. You are not welcome. They have the right to do that on our behalf, but they won't do anything if you are silent. So now is the time to be vocal. If you were never vocal before, think of what you can do to save our country, because every person in this country counts. And the more you annoy your legislators, the better off you are, the better off we are, because they take your calls and they look at those calls and they say, oh, well, let's see, we have more yays than nays, so we better go with the yays. That's the way they think. So we have to be vocal, we have to pay attention, and we have to not allow them to bully us. I will not comply, and I know you won't, Frank. Tell everyone where they can find you and where they can find some of your incredible books.
Well, I have a lot of books that have been published in Amazon Books, but if you don't like Amazon Books, you can go to Barnes & Noble and order any of my books. I mentioned the one I'm talking about now, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Radical Islam. I have another book called American Decline. I have so many books. I've written 28 books. Well, thank you, Karen. I do appreciate for inviting me to your program. You are my teacher. You are the one that taught me all that I know now about the New World Order. Well, it was you.
You
have all the credit. All the credit is yours.
Thank you. And it has been a pleasure and an honor to be able to share that information with you. Well, folks, you've been listening to Karen Schoen and my guest, Frank DiVerona. Guest and friend, I should say. My guest and friend, Frank DiVerona. Thank you all for listening. This is the Prism of America's Education. See you again next week.